Augusta. Hey, Augusta. Hey, yo.
This is gonna be a hip hop enthused show. This one, man, we got 2 Chainz getting robbed.
2 Chainz, too fast.
Jay Z trying to take over all the world.
Hov.
And we got the legacy of Tupac. His birthday was this past weekend.
We ride on our enemies.
But let's get into it first. Everyone, keep giving us iTunes reviews. We up to like 20, close to 20 reviews now on iTunes.
Okay.
We got some reviews.
Yeah, we got a whole bunch of reviews on
iTunes. What are they saying about us?
You know what? I have it pulled up.
Thank you, finally. I've been trying to get this nigga to put iTunes up for like the last 4 months.
Matter of fact, since we don't have any in the mailbag, we'll just go to iTunes. Give me this for iTunes. Also up on Stitcher Radio, and then email us at straightolc@gmail.com. Do hit us up, Kate. Though, for the record, though, shout out to y'all need to get on the fan page more. They be over there roasting cats.
What?
Yeah, this dude put up a video on our page, right? Mm-hmm. His song, we gonna play it this week, though. Mm-hmm. Shout out to my man Ronald Honecker and them cats, though. They kind of had a couple of words for it. Was a Father's Day song, though, too, but I couldn't even want to cloud it.
Oh, man.
Is that the one you put on Ron now?
Yes.
Wait a minute. So, it's actually on our page?
It's on our fan page. The dude put, because he put it on my Facebook page from Ashley to Classy. But I was like, hey, man, if you want that on Raw Nah for my podcast, put that on on the fan page for over there. And, you know, them cats over there, they be going in on pictures, whatever they get put up over there,
they be
man. They be ruthless, man. So a couple of cats is over there like, nah, I ain't going to even do that.
Go to the fan page. We're
going to have to go to Raw. We'll talk about it in Raw Nah. The reviews. Give me a second. Somebody gave us a 3-star, though. I was pissed off about that. But they didn't give us no review, though.
What's 3 stars?
Like, you get out of 5 stars.
Mediocre.
It's okay. But they ain't even give no review for it, no critique. They just said, fuck these niggas, 3 stars.
they just cool. Clicked
it. So what about the rest of them, 5 stars?
Yeah, all the rest of them are 5 stars. All right.
They're probably somebody from another podcast. Like,
nah, they get that's right. Like,
they get too much love.
Yeah, I told you, look, we got 15 5 stars and then 1-3.
Is it for one regular? So the 15, are they?
All those people actually wrote a review, too. Oh, okay. The one with a 3-star didn't write a review. Actually, one of them. First one is from it's from Jay from Up Discussion. Everyone needs to listen to this podcast. It is extremely hilarious. The topics are always new and interesting. Plus, the hosts always provide their comedic and real perspectives that will have you laughing out loud. Literally, music. Pranks, calls, and laughs, get it all in one place. Listen, enjoy, and tell everyone you know to do the same. Oh, yeah, be prepared to laugh the minute you press play. Enjoy. That's from Jay from Up Discussions. Shout out to Jay.
Shout out to Jay, man.
We got Rashani here. I can't breathe when I listen to this show. I can't stop laughing. I swear these dudes try to be serious, but it goes off track so quickly. And stuff gets so hilarious that you can't catch a break. This is one of the best podcasts out there right now. And I'm so grateful that my homie Jay from Up Discussion put me up on this show. Do yourself a favor and get on the boat. Straight Out Lowcast is straight comedy gold. Great job, gentlemen. Plus, the music is on point. I just heard the All in the Same Game for the first time since The Box went off the air.
Wow.
The Box. Thanks, y'all. I'll be telling everyone and their mama about your show. Peace.
Thank you.
That's what it is. That's what it
is, bro.
This
is from Mr. Gates from Hitterazzi. He said, opened up with a fresh DJ mix. And then some brothers grabbed the mics and kept it real. Great chemistry. That's Mr. Gates from Hater Rossi's show gave us one.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Reef in your teeth. Great comedy podcast. I love the freestyle nature of it. Really sounds like a bunch of friends at a table just bugging out. Watch out while listening at work because you will be laughing. That's reefing your teeth. Thank you.
Reefing your teeth.
This is one from Ice Grill. STL represent. These guys are hilarious, hilarious while offering great point of views and on current issues.
That's tight.
This one is from Anna. Great show that will that will give you information on different issues and have you in stitches every week. From Anna.
Anna, we love you.
This is from Joe Meek. Cool, cool, cool. Is it? He said, this is a legit podcast. I heard about it first from the black guy who tips. That's my guy. He has some long podcasts, but if you have 3 hours, it's worth listening to. I like the mixture of real down-earth point of views everyone has to give. It's like chilling with homies, just kicking it and having a good time. The way they was talking, I didn't know that where they was from. Talking about the north side. I thought they was from Memphis. I mean, no, Minneapolis. But no, they some real cool dudes from St. Louis. All Midwest love, though. Anyways, when I get done rambling, these some cool dudes with a cool podcast.
Thank you, Joe Meeky.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that.
Jay Full. He says, I found out about this podcast from the black guy who tips.
Hey, man, shout out to Rodimus, man.
Yeah, Rodimus, man, and his wife, Karen. They've been showing, getting us a lot of love.
That's love, man.
I got bored one day and decided to give it a listen. I haven't stopped listening since. Going all the way back through the archive, these guys are downright hilarious. This one's from Dante Fiasco. The show is funny and informative, and keep it up, fellas. I look forward to every episode and learn something new with every time I listen. Keep going with the topics and the wide range of guests.
All right, well, let's just move on to the topic there, man. We really appreciate y'all.
We got three more.
Well, we only had three more, Teddy.
I couldn't tell, man. Because
Teddy, look, you want to rush,
hey, man.
Hey, man,
I'm saying the game come on and...
You're going to miss part of the game.
Man.
What time the game come on?
We did that last time.
8 o'clock.
Man, we good. We don't miss part of the game.
you weren't here last time. You didn't miss the last game, man.
I didn't get a chance to see the last game, man. I probably saw part of it. But keep going. We go. Go Spurs. I'm not even a Spurs.
Go Spurs.
I'm not even a Spurs fan, but I'm going for them now. But keep going. We listen.
You guys are, you can't take y'all nowhere. This is from AS3330. You guys are hilarious. Thanks for putting out great content. And then this next one is from Paris 619. Very funny. Hey, Stroud, Low Cash crew. Love you guys and all the ratchetry. Wish the show was longer, but keep up the great work. All right, the last one is from Getting It In by Man Moore. Reminds me of chilling with my homeboys having an intellectual convo with humor. I dig you cats. Keep it up. I listen to all the shows.
That's what it's about, man.
So
appreciate
those are all
you,
the reviews. We finally reviewed all the reviews from iTunes.
Where's the nigga with the three?
He ain't put them on. That's what I'm saying. If somebody just hated and just clicked the just went over there and said, three. Didn't even give no. They didn't even get no critique.
It was some bitch you picked up. You pissed off.
It's got to be on me.
It's got to be D.
Javon said, it could be somebody that's hating. I'm like, okay. These niggas trying to come up and shit, though. Huh? I bet you they won't come up if I click a three.
They got three. They got five stars. Hell no. You can keep on having five stars.
Right. Three. We're going to change this right now.
Right. Three, bitch.
But, like, look, we don't want to be obvious like I was hating. No, I ain't going to put one star.
I'm not
going to
get one. Okay, we put them in the
three,
middle
somebody
road.
Take it serious like it's just all right.
Yeah, three means somebody thought about it a little bit. Right? You can give them a five. No, I'll give them two. You know what? I'll give them this three. This right in the middle, man. No, but they didn't think about it. They just put a three on there. And they just, you know, somebody was just hating. I think I'm glad we're getting fives.
Yeah, so shout out for all those. Keep getting us those on iTunes. All those good things. Like I said, Stitcher Radio as well. The Twitter page is Straight Oil. See if you want to join there. People keep joining up on there as well. So movement is going. This week we was number one on Podbean.
Boom.
For number one comment. We even beat out the French cats.
Oh, get out of here, for real.
We beat the French cats. We ain't got to be unofficially number one as American.
Oh,
we were number one. Totally. Worldwide. Podbean comedy podcast.
Take that shit.
Oh, my God.
I was like, dang, we beat the French cats. I was like, I wanted to send them an email, like, finally, bitch. But they probably would have been able to read it, though, because I don't even know what they show
blue
us about.
Play, say blue.
Oui, oui.
Yeah, I don't even know, but let's get in these topics. Let's go right into 2 Chainz, man. Right into 2 Chainz.
What about it?
I couldn't tell if that was him or
getting
not, man.
Getting jacked
man,
for
hey, that nigga did. Hey, did skip, though.
No, he skipped like a motherfucker. Hey,
he knew that this shit was about to go down. That nigga looked like...
No, what made it worse, though, his goons ran before him, though.
Oh, yeah, from the first dude.
I mean, I don't think it was his partners. He just flew up there.
But, right. Y'all niggas will take bullets for me. I'm taking flights. Y'all take bullets.
Daryl.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
We all know.
I'm gonna tell you right the fuck now.
I'm saying, look, I love y'all. I mean, I'll take a bullet for y'all, but if it's a chance that we can run and we can all get away and I see two of y'all niggas run, of course I'm going to run. I'm not saying that,
but how y'all run before me? I'm the meal ticket.
But what I'm saying, what are they supposed to wait? Like, hey, wait a minute, don't get him, get me.
No, like, 2 Chainz, grab me up, man. I'm the meal ticket.
Nah, dude, Daryl. Did you see how 2 Chainz said the dude had a dirty Harry gun?
he did, though. It's like an A Ruger.
Yeah, he said, you know, the dude held it up. He said, I could tell that, you know, he know how heavy the gun was because the way he was holding it. I'm thinking, like, dude, you was actually that high where you could see everything slow down to you. You could see him just like, holding the gun. He really can't hold the gun well, though. But he took off running, though. Well, on the video, he got caught, though, from what I saw.
Yeah, no, he got caught. Yeah, he tripped, and then he got tripped for his shit. Because he dropped his wallet and, like, some rings and a watch.
He was taking that shit out while he was running.
I guess he was, yeah. I would have, too.
That nigga ran back. He ran into the street and then back onto the curb once he saw the nigga pop out the car.
Dude. Like breadcrumbs, nigga. Like Hansel and Gretel, nigga. Keep him off the damn trail.
He said they fired shots, too.
Yeah, he was shooting.
He said he had...
In the middle of the day.
Bullet fragments in his hair.
Broad daylight.
Damn, for real?
Yeah, broad daylight. You ain't see the video?
I did. I didn't see them shooting. You
can really hear him shooting, but 2 Chainz, I heard his interview. He was saying, like, you know, he was like, he said, I had bullet fragments in my hair, you know, so.
Man, I heard a cat man from Chicago tell me this, man. Don't never show nobody your food that's hungry.
You saying that's why he got jacked
because
he was up
there flossing? The cats is flossing. Niggas is hungry out here, man. You can't be 2 Chainz. I got 55 rings on trying to hang out and do that. That's cool for the video and shit, though. But you can't be doing that shit in different random people's hoods. You ain't in Atlanta. You was on the West Coast.
2 Chainz, though, for real. He was
embarrassing
what I thought he was.
Hey, yeah, he did.
But keep in mind, he played D1 ball, though. He played D1 ball in Norfolk State. D1? He played Norfolk State, yeah. So he got some athleticism. Don't get it twisted.
2 Chainz was like 37.
Yeah, he's like 37.
And he had a 4.0.
He did?
I think Teddy just adding shit. No, we can't. Look, he's going to just say the man a 4. Right. He's going to look that shit up. Right.
He said that was his 40 time. It was 4.0.
Yeah. No, I ain't saying 2 Chainz. I think, you know, it's a lot of smart guys, intellectual guys.
It does say it.
What?
Did 2 Chainz graduate a 4.0? Come on.
That's right. That question came up. So that means a lot of niggas was asking. Did he? So click on that one. Click on that question right there. Did 2 Chainz? Yep. Click on that. Best answer. That's how that give you the best answer.
The one that's at the top.
It's going to let you know. He's going to say, hell no. I don't know. I don't know. I'm playing. 2 Chainz, like, dude, he might be a pretty smart dude. No, man. Yeah, you got to log in. You can click the answer.
Okay. Hey. This is a rumor and one that I'm pretty sure is false. A few months ago, when 2 Chainz hype machine was building up, there was a series of tweets circulating around Twitter claiming that 2 Chainz was a basketball star at Alabama State University and graduated 4.0. Later, messages claimed that he graduated from college in 3 years, and although this is inconsistent, because I've seen other messages saying he graduated in 4 years. It is true that 2 Chainz played basketball in college in his freshman year. Oh, he went to Alabama State. My bad. I thought it was Norfolk State. I thought it said on his Wikipedia he went to Norfolk. He played 29 games, averaged 3 points a game his 3 years in college. But he doesn't appear on the roster after 1997. So it's safe to say while he in college, he played hoops, he played only 1 year.
And he's in college in 97?
Yeah. He said in an interview from Virginia via a magazine that he transferred to Virginia State after his freshman year. But he flunked out. So there it is. 2 Chainz didn't graduate from college either.
Well, he's still a smart guy. But to be able to, you know, put yourself in a position to make...
Somebody changed up the Wikipedia page and said he transferred to Harvard where he graduated 2 years in 4.0. and majoring in computer science and software engineering. He said he graduated Phi Beta Kappa.
Hey, now why you playing? Somebody has read this and believed it. Pretty is right here. It was a straight thug, nigga. Like, hey, goddamn, yeah, I swear to God, 2 Chainz went to goddamn me Harvard.
And they said he met Bill Gates, recruited him.
He graduated,
This just sound like Javon wrote that shit, dog.
Summa cum laude or some shit like that.
Ain't that shit, my nigga?
Yeah, I got it. So these niggas said Summa Cum Laude, nigga. I ordered that shit from the Chinese restaurant all the time.
So if it's y'all, damn, Javon, man, what the fuck, man? Why are you reporting this shit?
That nigga
shit,
over
man?
There killing beehives.
Go back in your cave, man.
Those are speakers, man.
Go back in your cave, man. Close the goddamn thing, man.
You said, now what happened again?
No, I'm saying. To you, I mean, I people trying on Twitter talking shit though. Like, you know, he shouldn't have ran or nothing though.
Shit.
Hey, look, them same people for real ain't never grew up.
Really, what can you do?
I mean, right? well, Gunplay said he would just got sat there and just got robbed and everything, though, just to, not to get shot at.
Gunplay ain't got shit for them to take, so of course I'm sure
he ain't got shit to take.
For them to stay there, I'm saying he ain't got no 2 Chainz money. I don't know. Gunplay, I'm sure he got some grip, but he ain't got no 2 Chainz money. But either way, everybody always talks about
what they
would have done. I done been, like, I ain't been shot at directly, but I done been in the vicinity. I don't care who the fuck you are. You are going to duck and run immediately. Ain't no toughness. Ain't nothing about being tough. I'm talking about thugs get shot at all the time. Do you think they stand there and be like, okay, the nigga shooting, why y'all scared? They, whoever think they a thug gonna run if somebody busts out shooting a gun anywhere. So can't nobody sit here and say, why this man run? Because he's a human being. You would have ran too. You about would have left your motherfucking mama on the side of the curb and left her too, and then came back around to ask her, is everything good? You still got your wig and your jewelry? Yeah. You know, so don't try to make it like this man ran and you wouldn't have ran. You would have ran too. Everybody would have ran.
Yeah, I don't see why you shouldn't have ran though, but I do think they was messed up. His homeboys ran before him, though, and didn't let him know what was going on.
I don't think so, because they was in a position where they had to run before him. They was in the back of the line where the dude was running with the gun from, so it was like, oh, shit. Like, what I'm saying, what do I do?
No. I'm just saying nobody grabbed a 2 Chainz like, hey, man, come on, cuz. Like, you know, like.
Daryl.
Because, dudes, people saw him walking up on 2 Chainz, and they ran, dog. He was isolated by himself.
I think they ran when he pulled the gun.
Yeah, that's what it was. When they saw that
he
gun.
Whipped out the gun. 2 Chainz even pushed the niggas in front of him. 2 Chainz was like, excuse me. And took off running. Oh, for real, like that nigga? And then they broke in the opposite direction. Because that's the nigga you want.
Yeah, 2 Chainz is the one.
I'm glad he got away, man. Because people do some stuff.
Well, I don't know why he tried to lie, though, like he didn't, though. Try to get on Twitter, like, I ain't get jacked and nothing, no. But then that TMZ video came out, showed up everything, boy.
Yeah,
you can't lie to nobody about nothing no more. You can't even lie. Did you brush your teeth this morning? Yeah, I brushed my teeth. Oh, no, we TMZ, got video. Right. TMZ got
that
video.
That little circle and arrow point. Bing.
Like, damn, how did y'all even get a video of my crib?
Bing. 2 Chainz.
See, he funky as hell, y'all. He don't even brush his teeth. But let's keep it going. Man rapes woman to keep her warm.
This shit was the wildest
damn,
shit.
How cold was she?
He said that he came up on her porch, passed out. And he brought her into her apartment. And hit to his apartment, put her in the bed. And kind of like covered her. Yeah. So basically, he said that he put a blanket on her and she wasn't getting warm or whatever. So he stuck his dick in, hoping that it would raise the temperature. And he continuously stuck his dick in.
Two problems here with this story, though. And this is going back to something else, though. This story is in St. George, Utah.
So she was what?
His name is Roger
William Kelly.
And he looks like who?
Leon.
That nigga look like
Leon. No, this is exactly what I was thinking. He looked like a nigga named Leon.
You know what he looked like for real?
Oh, Willie.
He looked like Tony Allen at 57.
He do like Tony Allen.
He do look Tony Allen at 57. So how the fuck he get in St. George, Utah?
Shit, he's working for Karl Malone's wife at the.
Oh no.
Micro
at the hair salon.
Yeah, micro.
He the janitor. Salon. He the sweeper. He sweep up the hair.
Yeah, he, you know.
At the hair salon.
Karl told him, man, I know somebody that could use your help. He was like, all right, do got some dude micro braids? Carl was like, absolutely.
No, it's crazy, though, because remember the other case with the dudes, the two black dudes that ran a train? That was in, like, North Dakota or man, something like that. How do you think?
They thought them people out in them areas need to start moving to some coasts or at least, like, the for real Midwest, like Chicago or St. Louis. Man, look here. I don't know what's going on in the mountains and, you know, mountainous regions with them forests and shit. But y'all, look. Y'all out of there. Y'all are stabbing people over pussy. And
your boy.
Somebody you grew up with from the baby crib on up. You don't stab them.
Because nigga don't want to switch positions.
Let me get some of that mouth. Nah, man, hold on. She doing me. Man, let me get some of that motherfucking mouth. Man, she doing me.
Man, just chill out, man.
I'm going to stab the shit about you, man, for real.
Man, come on, man. Hurry.
You better
it's
not.
My turn. You said it was my turn.
Like, all right, I ain't going to fuck her no more, though. I'm going to get my knife. Sacrifice him fucking to go get the knife just to stab him. Cause stab him. That's
yep. You're mad. He was angry. I was
told
angry.
You I like head better than ass.
I was, oh man.
Yeah, he was. He the chick was 29 though too. He was,
that week. That's what I was tripping on. And he said that they had smashed before.
I wonder how if he was just 50 though. I mean, I'm not 50. When did she was drunk though or something passed out?
He said she was cold. He had to put that dick up in.
That sounds terrible too, man.
He said that sounds terrible.
I'm just trying to figure out how you explain it to the cops with a straight face. Like, Nick, seriously, I only put my dick in because she was hella cold.
I mean, like, so, sir, what were you doing up in there? All right, well, I know it sounds crazy, but I had to pull my dick out.
You know? why is that, sir? Why did you have to pull your dick out?
I mean, like I said, I really don't want to go into details. Well, you know, you get in the back of the police car. Okay, well, you know what? I put my dick out because the thing is, I thought she was dead.
I was trying to
do necrophilia. Practice necrophilia.
Oh, man. That's disgusting, Daryl.
That's what it is. Man, we keep it going. We're going to go back to a case that we all dear and love. Tim Dog. Y'all know he faked his death, right?
Well, they saying it.
Yeah. Now, if this is true, how funny is this that this Negro faked his death?
That he Machiavelli'd?
Yeah, that he Machiavelli'd the situation.
What did he think he was going to do, though?
Get them white girls up off of him from that paper.
Yeah, he did all. Look at her, man. And that's the thing, boy. If you owe a white woman some money, you ain't finna be just faking your death. White women do they fucking research. Black women do too. But white women do too. They do their research, you know. And oh, fuck that. You know, he's fucking just stopped paying me. And, you know, there's no fucking record of a death. Like, that's some white people shit right there. Like, they're gonna go and find out if this motherfucker dead for real, because, you know, this is gonna fucking affect my credit. I have a 840, and, you know, it's not. Yeah. So, yeah, man. Tim Dog crazy. If he did fake his death, I think it's funny for real.
Yeah, it's super funny, dude. Like, he really don't wanna pay them white girls. That's his whole thing. Like, I'm not gonna pay them white girls. What the fuck you think I am? Tim Dog, man. I'm looking at his Wikipedia here. Tim Dog had 5 albums.
I really need, yeah.
Didn't know that at all. First album was Penicillin on Wax. That was in 91. Then 93.
Quadruple plastic.
And then 91. That's what had Fuck Compton on there, was that first album. You know, so that's the only one that anybody know about. Then he had some other projects after that. So good luck to you, Tim Dog. He just faked his death because he didn't want to pay back $100,000. So
I thought more than that.
Yeah, that was what's gonna be more than that now because they're faking his death.
That's if he ain't, well, yeah. You know, he might well die for real, man.
Yeah, well, he's gonna have to get, he's gonna get a charge though now, even more because you can't fake your death. That's a crime to fake your death.
Yeah. But after so many years though, right? Like, you can fake your death for a certain amount of years.
You can?
That's what I thought I read, or either, probably Googled it, probably some bullshit. But, yeah, I think I want to say, yeah. Is it, maybe we can Google it. Is it legal to fake your death, or how long do you have to fake your death before? Because that's why people were saying, like, that's why Tupac. Remember
that? They said he's gonna come back.
Tupac gonna come back in 7 years because it's illegal if he, like, you know, the old niggas thought they were really on the song. I'm telling you, man. Look, Machiavelli, he was
he said 7 day theory, nigga. 7 years, he'll be back.
Machiavelli, he plotted against the Russian army back in 1847. He actually plotted a return, and the thing, he wrote a book about it, man.
Machiavelli.
He's like, nigga, you don't know what you're talking about.
They said it's not illegal. It's not illegal to fake your own death.
It ain't.
Mm-hmm.
Only if it's from a financial gain, because you can't fake your own death to get insurance money and shit.
Oh, okay. After fake, you may be fraudulent if you try to. This is where you get fraudulent if you try to get life insurance off of it, right. Or your spouse tries to.
Collect,
or you are evading state or federal taxes, or violating court order, legal and financial obligations. So he is in trouble though.
So you are illegal.
Yeah, he's illegal. Yes, he is illegal.
That is illegal. When I am dead, Your Honor. Sorry, you're standing right here talking to me. No, I mean, I'm dead to me. As far as the society, you know what I'm saying.
Actually,
Tim Dog is dead. I will not be dropping any more albums.
Y'all remember that local rapper Dutch Jackson did that a few years back?
Dog, he was tripping for that.
He faked his own death on, was that on MySpace back in the day?
Yeah, it was on my, I remember when everybody was like, man.
Oh, man, because they said it was a car crash, right?
Yeah.
And I was, and that kind of fucked up his career, actually.
I think that was a very stupid move, for real. Him and DeAndre Perryman had a dope song out there.
Yeah. You had a little movement going on.
I'm saying, me personally, I wouldn't play with that anyway, but then it looked like you were an attention whore when you try to do something like that. So, that's the way I looked at it.
Yeah, because he said he was faking his death because it was the death of his old name. He was coming out with a new name.
Nah, that nigga said R.I.P. Niggas was saying, nigga, I think I ain't put R.I.P. Like, damn, I just saw dude, man. R.I.P., man.
They said, I just saw dude.
Yeah, and then find out he was playing. It was a relief, though. Like, damn, I'm glad he alive. You know what I'm saying?
But then at the same time, you like, fuck,
bro. Why would he play like that?
What are you doing?
Yeah, why would you do that? So, I don't know, man.
Yeah, well, we'll keep it pushing forward. We got the Brian Banks story, man. They finally remember that story about the dude from the California.
I thought he was from Atlanta. I don't know why I thought he was from
Georgia. He plays for the Atlanta Falcons now.
Right now he played for the Falcons now, but I'm saying I don't know why I thought this story was in Georgia. And it was a black chick that set him up.
Yeah, ugly ass chick too. Yeah,
did you see what they said she wrote to him after he got out of the
Yeah, trip? Like I don't want no hard feelings and nothing. I wanted to be all good.
They had it in quotes. They said in quotation, they said she said, let bygones be bygones.
Right, like you know.
Bitch, what?
I did. He did 7-8 years.
Like, he said 5.
Like, it's 5? Okay,
it's 5 years.
I don't know how she's going to pay back $1.9 million.
It's like 2 point something.
Should he be able to rape her since he went to jail for 5 years for rape?
Damn, I mean.
Like, I mean.
Eye for an eye.
I was like, let bygones be bygones.
Let bygones be
bygones. No, man. I think.
They spent all the money, too.
They need to put her in prison and make her pay that money back.
Well, they got her. They got her convicted on it.
So she is convicted.
She's convicted on it.
Good man. You
but
know.
This is the thing, though. She spent all the money. They said she on food stamps right now, nigga.
She spent all the money up.
She on food stamps and on public assistance for her children, like for Similac, you know, on like Wicked.
What the
all
fuck
shit.
Did you spend that money on?
They said PlayStation. Oh, they got a list of them. Hold on. I had a listing. I had a list of
Stuff
them.
That she spent the money on?
Yeah.
Please tell me she bought a house.
Is she millions of dollars? Nigga, she should have bought several houses.
It was like they bought houses and like PlayStation people and shit like that. Yeah. Hold on. This might be it here, I think. They spent a lot of money, though. Bullshit money. Javon, if you're just saying fuck it, huh? Nigga, damn, dude. You just straight. Dude, you have no fucking
little shitty booty ass.
Man, open up that window, man.
It's cool, man. You good.
Don't mean I'm good, dude. All right, here we go.
Yeah, she too handsome. Hey, Ren, you want to let me get that over here real fast, man?
Let him hold that shit up. Let the Vinus hold up the damn incense.
Yeah, he need to sit with that shit.
Hold on, here we go. It has a list of the stuff she's supposed to have bought. It's like PlayStations and tricking off on niggas, and it was a whole bunch of stuff, man, that they tricked off.
Did they actually put that on there, tricking off on niggas as her expense list?
No, it wasn't on there. I had a link of it where it simply broke down like everything they bought, though.
That's fucking horrible, dog.
The dude did time.
She got 37 PlayStations in her house.
No, she sold them for like $50 later on.
That's
here we smart. Go. Here we go.
That's super
here
smart.
We go.
Selling the $400.
All right, pass it back to Rim.
Here we go, Rim. Sound like we're passing a blunt or some shit. Like,
I know,
that
right?
Pass
passing it straight incense around the room.
All
right,
it says this is a story from BlackSportsOnline.com. I'm not going to drop. Oh, okay. Blah, 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 blah. He says two kids by two different dudes. She's been on public assistance. They got $1.5 million. It says court order suggests she had few assets. She received public assistance for a time, and her children, ages 4 and 5, still do, according to two suits brought by the county in an attempt to collect child support. Gibson, who would not be reached for comment, was ordered to initially pay a $600 a month toward their support. Damn, that means she ain't got her kids then. Is she trying to pay? They plan to get her to pay child support.
She must have some fire.
I bet you she got a Facebook page.
Oh, that's probably shut down, dude.
Go with her face.
You know? Yeah, oh, that's her.
She probably got some fire vagina, nigga.
No, she don't.
No, she don't.
I'm telling you, nigga.
He didn't hit, though. Dude didn't even hit sex with
two niggas?
So he didn't even hit her?
No, he didn't have sex with her at all. He was kissing her, like, groping on her and shit.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, she done set this man up, dude. That's crazy.
$1.5 million her family got. That's She does look handsome, though.
Nigga said too handsome.
Yeah, she does, though.
That don't make no sense. Yeah, I think she need to go to prison and have to pay that money back, though. You don't take nobody's life away from them off of lying. They got to look at how society looks at sometimes looking at black males' images anyway, you know, like how we get portrayed and then a lie on television about rape. You know, I think that ain't even a race issue, but to lie on anybody and say they raped you as being a man, like we look at that like that's bottom of the barrel.
Let bygones be bygones.
Yeah. Let bygones be gone. Like, I'm sorry, we should just be.
He's like, you kissed me, I said rape, we're even.
Like, she spilled some Kool-Aid on your carpet, and you know, but she can't get mad, or you can't get mad because
you
spilled
some soda on her.
On her, right here. Let bygones be bygones. Like, okay. I see what you're saying. We just spilled you. Rape? Okay. You took my whole dick. Oh, that's what we got to draw the line. I don't think no dick was dispersed in your direction at all, ma'am. I think you're lying. And you got a Ryan Isley shag. I don't like your hair.
Excuse me, Mr. B.
Right, you got an Isley brothers.
You got this Ryan Isley ponytail.
Yes, you do.
Everybody go look up Juanetta Gibson, and I guarantee you'll see her with that Ryan Isley ponytail.
Yes, you do.
She got it, too. That's her mama right there.
Wow. Oh, man.
These are the faces of evil.
Go back up to her mama. Damn, mama. I'm glad that ain't my mama.
She, you know what she look like? Faze in Love.
With a Rihanna wig on.
Looking like Big Worm and shit.
Dang, man. Well, she be all right. Is her mama going to jail, too?
Well, they talking about suing her mom, too, because her mama spent that money up, too. Because her mama's the one that told her to do it.
What?
Encouraged her to do it. Like, yeah, get that paper.
You better get that paper. Fuck his life.
Fuck his life.
Flat out, that's what she was saying. I don't give a shit about his life. What he got going on? It don't matter. Fuck that. I'm telling you. Okay, you know what? Okay, you can keep the microbraids in for 7 months, and you gonna wonder why. So you could have got that money, get her hair done every week.
We gonna get ready to go to our first break. We'll be back with the section everybody loves.
Raw no.
Raw no. We'll be back. Strap low cash.
Don't.
Straight out of low cash. Na-na, ain't a amateur. Baby, I know how to handle you. You ready for this ride? Get your saddle up.
Twitter.com/DJJMoss.
He had me all year, now he back around. Cause he liked the way I put it down. You gon' be my student, I'ma be a teacher. Play a little game, follow the leader. I give a little lesson in sex education. No, I can't work it like that. Got him working overtime, there'll be no time for waste. Cook it, keep him coming back. So soft, my skin. So soft, my booty. So soft, my bitch. So soft, got him saying, hit me more. 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 Got him saying, so soft, my skin. So soft, my booty. So soft, my bitch. So soft, got him saying, hit me more. 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 Got him saying, they wanna take me next semester. To them, I'm a professor. So you say that you a bachelor. Well, step your game up and get your master's. Bad grade if you do not behave. Don't compare me to them other girls, we're not the same. Don't drop out, stay in the game. Better come hard, boy, you know my name. I give a little lesson in sex education. No, I can't work it like that. Got them working overtime, there'll be no time for waste. Cook it, keep them coming back. So soft, my skin. So soft, my booty. So soft, my bitch. So soft, got him saying, hit me more. 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 Got him saying, so soft, my skin. So soft, my booty. So soft, my bitch. So soft, got him saying, hit me more. 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 Wanna walk across the stage? Go, oh, oh, oh. Don't let nobody get in your way. No. Oh, 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 oh. And give me what you got.
Make mama cry. So soft, my skin, so soft, my booty, so soft, my big, so soft, got say, give me more, 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 got say, yeah.
I like that.
Some love, but I know it's true. Yeah, yeah. I don't have many friends, but I got you. You are a walking gun. You are a secret bomb. Something no one can take from you.
Bitches can't see her, no retina. I told her if you gon' win, it's no letting up. See, they could kick you while you down, but you getting up. See, ain't a man that could block what God bless. So if a chick wanna try, she a hot mess. Cause this one is for the girls making progress. See, I'm a monster, no, I'm not a Loch Ness. Put my work ethic damn in it, Loch Ness. That's why this little trendy girl get the top checks. Went from watching niggas cook up in the Pyrex, but now I rock jets, meetings with the top reps.
I live life to the fullest, I'll be speeding like bullet. I'll be rolling like a train. I'll be dancing in the rain.
Welcome back, Stroud, Low Cash. We are back.
We are back.
Back in the building.
We are back. Absolutely.
All right. You know what it is.
I know what it is.
Backsway.
Time for Raw Numb. Mm-hmm. This first one is from Young Noble. Oh, no. No. Oh, no. We're going with Lil Debbie first then. Okay. This one is a little, remember, we know Krayshawn. We had Krayshawn before. As a person on here. Also, V Nasty. We actually had a song with V Nasty and Lil Debbie on the song. I forgot the name of it. What was that song? No, it was like, I'm getting paper or some shit. Yeah, and they had Snoop in there. He didn't know he was going to be in there. Yeah. Remember that video where Snoop was in there? They had with Lil Debbie and V Nasty where Snoop didn't know he was going to be in there. And he was like just kind of in the background. Like he was just coming to hang out. And like, oh, shit, I'm in a music video. But this Lil Debbie, she's got her new song called Ratchets.
Nicki Minaj ish right here.
I got bitches, you got bitches, tell them bitches come over. If they ratchet, let's get ratchet, pick them up in that room. I got ratchets in my living room till 6 in the morning. And when I finish up this week, man, I'm sending them home. I got bitches, you got bitches, tell them bitches come over. If they ratchet, let's get ratchet, pick them up in that room. I got ratchets in my living room till 6 in the morning. And when I finish up this week, man, I'm sending them home. Ratchets and some bitches, coke lines, no soft drinks. Ben Franks, that green dank, wet pussy, pink paint. Bitches in my crib, I got these ratchets in my mousetrap. I pulled up in that Rover, that dark tint, all black. Yep, I got him saying, Debbie, you the fucking baddest. Cause I be smoking on that cushion like a fucking mattress. We could link up, codeine cups, bitch, drink up. We turn like teacups, cold Sprite, syrup. Boss, bitch, my whip clean. Eyelashes on point, ho.
All right, what y'all got?
I mean, I guess if it was in a club, you know, people would dance to it. But in my ride, whack, I wouldn't bump it in the car.
What about you, Ram? No. That's it. That's no.
It's not even a no.
This is no.
No.
What about you, Tiff?
Sounds forced.
I'm going with a no myself.
I'm going to let this one pass.
I'm going with a no. Definitely going with a no.
I'll watch the video, though.
Yeah. Just turn off the volume.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Grab the lube.
Next one we have is Iggy Azalea. And I get her confused with the other Azalea Banks. One of them need to change their goddamn name because
walk a mile in these Louboutins.
I actually feel like they fucking both on fucking their branding like that.
I think Iggy is more known right now.
You think so than Azalea Banks?
She's more of a sex symbol right now.
Because she's modeling and shit though too.
Yeah, and actually, I would actually almost get Iggy Azalea pregnant. Like,
right, I know, I would.
I mean, she's a tall ass. I mean, she's a 6 foot white girl that rap.
And I like that.
Yeah, so I mean, but this
she got a fat ass too.
Yeah, she do. This is her new joint called Work.
But they don't wear these shits where she's I'm from.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not hating, I'm just telling you. I'm trying to let you know what the fuck that I've been through. 2 feet in the red dirt, school skirt, sugar cane, back lane. Free job took years to save, but I got a ticket on that plane. People got a lot to say, but don't know shit about where I was made or how many floors that I had to scrub just to make it past where I am from. No, no, no money, no family. 16 in the middle of Miami. No money, no family. 16 in the middle of Miami. No money, no family. 16 in the middle of Miami. Hopping up all night. Tryna get there rich. I been work, working on my shit. Milk the whole game twice. Gotta get it how I live. I been work, working on my shit. Now get this work. Hustling and struggle is the only thing I'm trusting. Throw a bread in the mud, brick before the budget. White chick on a pack shit. My passion was ironic and my dreams were uncommon. Guess I gone crazy. First deal changed me. All right, blind, basically rate me.
Alright, what you
got? I think everybody's waiting on the ass shot.
Yeah.
But it never happened.
It's never gonna happen?
No, I don't think it's gonna happen. I saw
it
one.
It does, it happens.
No, later. Maybe on another video.
No, it happens on
here. Okay, well, I'm saying, okay. Maybe I'm kind of biased. I like Iggy, so I give her a raw.
Really?
Would agree. Congruence.
I'm giving this a no.
Or.
I don't like this song.
Or.
I don't know. She rubbed me differently.
Really? Rubbed you differently?
I use that on purpose.
I don't like it that much, man.
Well, Daryl, this isn't about you.
Yeah. I bet you think this song is about you.
I guess. Okay.
It's not about you, Daryl.
What you got on the rim? You got
or.
Or? Rim's got an or. Wow.
Hey. So you know it must be decent.
Decent. Rim said or.
Rim just told another nigga, no. He didn't say no. He said no. Exclamation point.
All right. What's the next one we got? We got. This one's from Rom Jill. Okay. Tarzan. This is the one that was put on our Facebook fan page.
And people were joning on it? Okay.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say there's joning. I mean, we'll just see what Ron Jizzle Prince. This is user submitted. All right.
What up, son? Well, let me holler at you real quick. Look in the ass of a prince, already seeing the future. The king lives on, I'm the prince, the king. Might light up the whole room, but he still calls riot. Brighten up my whole day, put the sun in my sky. I'll do anything for you, son, I give you my last breath. I can do this all night, talk about this, I got no breath left. Do what I gotta do to make my prince the king. So you can tell you like me, my daddy taught me everything. I'm gonna take all the credit, give your mother the best. We agree, we gon' teach her to treat the girls with respect. My blessings in the skies, open up my eyes every morning. Me, my queen, my prince, waking up every morning. You're getting a little big and you're starting to sit up. Last person I see when I go to sleep, first person I see when I wake up. Do what I got.
All right, the Jones was saying that your budget for this music video was $3. My dude was like, your budget was $3 for them Pampers.
Man, look, I'm going to say this.
They was going in on this video.
I see the message he was, you know, getting across, you know, to your son and stuff like that.
The production was pretty dope.
Yeah, but I mean, they was going on in the video though.
Yeah, I agree with Rim. It was different, the production to me. I mean, it wasn't bad. I mean,
so outside the video, because they didn't clown the song, they clowned the video. What do y'all think?
Video, the video ain't bad for real. Like an old 80s video, 70s video. I mean, I think having your son do something.
What
different.
What do you call it, a silent film?
Hey, his son took his hat off. You can tell he got mad a little bit when
he threw that mug over the table.
His son flung the shit out their head.
Fuck.
Like, right, fuck the Cardinals. Threw the hat behind the couch. You know, when the video was over, he probably like, oh man, you gonna throw my head like that? The head probably was curled up under something. But overall, I think the video was all right. I'll give it an or.
You give it an or? What you giving it? Same. Or? Mm-hmm. What you giving it real?
I like the song. The song was cool, but the video was just kind of.
Yeah. He should have made it just the
maybe
visual.
If he had more shots.
Yeah. I'm going to go to Or myself. It was a decent song. Decent song. We got one more left. This is actually from a singles artist with, it didn't pop up in the bottom thing yet. With Young Noble with Rip the General. He's actually from St. Louis. Young Noble from the Outlaws. And then we'll segue into Tupac after that. This is Young Noble from the Outlaws. They new song with Rip the General.
All I need.
Actually, the video was in St. Louis too.
Niggas get confused from what you need and what you want. I don't need much. Come on. Yeah. Got the little homie Ock in there. The homie with the general. Representing St. Louis.
But you can tell by the way the crib's set up.
Young Noble Outlaw. Rip the general. Say Lulu. Yeah. My Machiavelli live on. Killer Gaddafi live on. Take the pain out. Smoke a blunt to take the pain out. And if I wasn't high, I'd probably try to blow my brains out. Smoke the pain out. I smoke a blunt to take the pain out. And if I wasn't high, I'd probably try to blow my brains out. Smoke the pain out. I smoke a blunt to take the pain out. If I wasn't high, I'd probably try to blow my brains out.
Smoke the pain out.
I smoke a blunt to take the pain out. If I wasn't high, I'd probably try to blow my brains out.
Smoke the pain out.
I smoke a blunt to take the pain out. If I wasn't high, I'd probably try to blow my brains out. Knowing me, I never been the type to take the easy route. Lived and survived all the shit you niggas read about. It even is out. The shit these niggas rap about. The shit these niggas dream about. We gon' spit the whole truth. It's nothing I ain't leaving out. My papa was a Rolling Stone. Mama was a coke fiend. If I wasn't high, I'd probably try to blow my brains out.
Smoke the pain out.
I smoke
probably blow my fucking brains out. I hit the block and go hard to get this cash, nigga. If you want what I got, get off your ass, nigga. Shannon died, Casey died, Brian died too. I'm the voice of Paul Line, who they gon' live through? That's why I'm breathing, for my family, my only reason. Paranoid niggas.
That's Earl Jackson's nephew. He said Pine Long.
Oh, to the heart.
To the heart. What y'all got on it?
Yeah. I'm going to give it an or.
Or.
That first beat was dope, though.
Just
that first beat was dope. I don't know
I
what.
I thought they were going to keep that one. They kept that one, it would probably have been dope.
Yeah, but that's. I'm going to go with an or, too. I thought it would have been better, a little bit better.
Right. Yeah, I'll give it an or.
Yeah, I'll give it an or. So that's the raw and all today. But let's go into Tupac, man. His birthday was this past Sunday.
That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
The best diss song of all time behind Bridges Over to me.
Nah, above Bridges Over.
You think it's better? I don't know,
and
man.
The reason I'm saying that is because
the emotion in it.
The emotion in it.
Mm-hmm.
And just the fact that you start off a record by saying that's something.
That's why I fucked your fat bitch.
That's possibly true. We don't know. But
I believe it. I don't care.
Yeah.
I believe it, man. You got to think, man, at that time, every girl want to have sex with Tupac, dog.
That's true.
Yeah, they did. Even Faith Evans. Yeah. I'm sure.
Do you think that, you know, since we have time, you know, that people don't respect Tupac as much anymore as they used to?
I think they respect him even more.
You think so?
Think about this, dude. You still got people still trying to copy Tupac now, to this day.
But, I mean, I know people copying, but I'm talking about giving actual recognition. Not that people copying them. People... It's like kind of like
like Chris Brown pays homage to Michael Jackson. You saying like how he actually said,
yeah,
you know,
like people
Jackson
actually be
my...
like, yo, Pac influenced me, you know, stuff like that. Exactly.
No, I don't think people do that. I think in hip hop, I don't know if it's like more like a pride thing too. You want to be the best,
and you don't want to say
you
nobody
be
else
original.
Influence.
Yeah, you want to be original because you know you say you like Pac your influence. 9 times out of 10, people probably been saying you rap something like him. You trying to be like him anyway.
Anyway.
Yeah, so.
So this confirms everything they've been saying already.
Yeah. But overall, I don't think like a lot. Because I think a lot of people get influenced by everybody. Like, because there was a point in my life where, like, say, friends, I was a big-time rapper now.
Mm-hmm.
It was a point in my life where I, like, was all pro Tupac. Anything that wasn't Tupac, I wasn't fucking with it for real. A little bit. But as I got older... You know what I'm saying? I started
listening to different stuff.
I mean, I'm talking about everything. Like I say, by 99, I went and got Reasonable Doubt. Now I was in 99. I was bumping Reasonable Doubt. Everything, Biggie stuff too. So, like, if you ask me now, if I was a rapper, I'd be like, you know, I was influenced by Pac, Biggie. But yeah, it probably just like you have to catch somebody in a certain time period to just get a one Pac. Like Pac influenced me.
Do y'all think? I mean, considering, do you think Pac is one of the best to ever do it? Pick up the mic.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think when people talk about the best of all time, though, they don't put Pac up there as much as they used to.
I mean,
I agree.
I think people forget. People get Biggie a lot more headway than I think they should, though.
Wordplay, Biggie wordplay was better than Pac's.
Right, but I think they get a lot of people get Biggie more word like more like credence, and I'm gonna tell you why. I think because of Jay-Z. I think Jay-Z helps Biggie bump up more, though. There's no artist that kind of was up under Biggie that kind of pushes him forward and keeps his kind of his legacy alive that's popular.
You mean Tupac?
Yeah, for Tupac. Right. Biggie does. He has Jay-Z. He's got Puffy.
I think he's got
all these people that's in the limelight that actually are constantly pushing his name out there.
But I think even those guys get any type of praise, I think that helps Tupac's legacy, too, because Tupac was going at all of them, Puffy, Jay-Z, like he mentioned all of their names at one point, and Tupac was the best, the hottest rapper.
Right, but I think what Daryl's saying is that they don't mention him now.
No, they don't, but what I'm saying is even with them not mentioning him, them even being famous and, you know, just being in the limelight.
You mean it's partly due to Tupac mentioning
him? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
But I think people don't even talk about Tupac when they talk about their top five MCs, though.
I don't think so either.
I mean, I guess when you talk about...
I think Biggie shouldn't be... Biggie should barely be in the top five.
MCs?
Yes. He ain't got no material. How you won the best to do it and you only had two albums?
I mean, I guess because the versatility on those two albums...
No. But I'm just saying, though, but if you match up any other MCs that you would put in the top 10, they got at least 5 to 6 albums.
Okay.
That's probably because he was like before his time. Even though he
You think
did,
so?
Yeah, he only did those two albums, but you can tell that... he was way before his time.
Yeah,
I think Tupac is a better rapper, but Biggie was more of an MC.
More lyricist.
He's a better lyricist. I agree. Y'all think Biggie's better than Pac? I mean, not Pac. Biggie better than Jay-Z?
Rhyming wise,
is Jay-Z the best of all time? Is more of what I'm asking.
Jay-Z is the most consistent rapper of all time. I'll say that.
I agree with that.
I'm gonna say Jay-Z. Another person, dude. I was saying this person. I have never heard a whack verse from. I don't know if you saw that post I put on. I've never heard a whack verse from T.I. Never. Any song I've ever heard T.I. on, I can.
He's had some whack songs though.
That's different.
Yeah, but the verse has never been this trash.
Yeah, I'm saying.
But he's had some whack songs though.
Like I done heard some whack. Like Eminem, one of my favorite rappers all the time. But I heard some whack Eminem verses before.
That whole curtain call album.
I done heard a whack Ludacris verse, some whack Ludacris verses before.
Ludacris is one of the most overrated rappers to me of all time.
I ain't gonna say overrated.
I wouldn't say overrated. But he doesn't come to his.
You mean under potential? Under his album.
Yeah, he never can get that potential though. Like,
but he always features super well.
Yep, and or the first single is always well.
Mm-hmm. But. You know, with T.I., I ain't never heard a whack verse from T.I. Have I heard a whack verse from Jay-Z? I ain't never really heard no whack verses from Jay-Z.
That verse on Han was whack, though.
On what?
On that Juvenile remix of Han, that was a whack verse.
It wasn't that whack.
It was super whack. Go back and re-listen to it.
For real.
Go back and I re-listened to Han the other day, and I was like, oh, this is horrible from Jay-Z. Only reason that people was digging it because it was Jay-Z combining with the South, what made it a big deal.
Okay, well, we're going to say, so that was just one verse, though, out of how many?
I mean, I know you can come up with some other verses that Jay-Z
has
some bad verses.
Kevin's saying there was some
white
verses on Kingdom Come.
Oh, it's some white verses on Kingdom Come.
For real?
Yeah. It's some white verses on there. Well, what about that damn Diamond song?
Diamonds Are Forever?
No, I'm talking about, come here, baby, you, oh, my lady, is it?
That was a commercial song for Blue Street. That was a Blue Street soundtrack.
But that was a whack-ass song, though.
No, I think it was for the movie.
That was a whack song, though, man. That was on the album, though, too. That was on.
Okay,
the
we already said the song is not the song we talking about. It's the like the actual verses. I'm talking about. You ain't heard him put down a corny verse. Where you like, now Jay-Z, that was Jay-Z. Would never be on Step Your Rap Up in XXL. You never hear him get put.
Oh yeah, but you gotta think. I mean, but some people are just blasphemous not to have to people to put on something like that though.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just think, you know, he's super consistent. But yeah, what are we talking about anyway?
Well, they saying suit and ties are horrible verse.
Suit and tie verse?
That's what people are saying.
Nah, that wasn't bad.
Oh, yeah, the 20 George Jay-Z songs.
Yeah, we talking about verses.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure, like, Michael Jackson had songs that I was like, ah, that was cool.
Yeah, I mean, nobody shoots 100% from the field.
Uh-uh. But I'm just saying consistency, though. Jay-Z... is like one of the most consistent. He is the most consistent hip hop artist to date, and I say that one reason because
told you everybody kept saying Han remix.
Oh, for real?
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to go listen to it again. But one reason Jay-Z at 40 something years old, dog, and actually putting out like he got another album coming out.
We can talk about that. Let's go into that.
Did you hear some of the stuff from the album? The beats that Timbaland was playing for him
tomorrow on that commercial,
dude. Yeah. That shit sounded dope, dog. I was like, man, if Jay-Z.
Only problem is, man, do we really need another Jay-Z album right now?
Why not?
I'm saying, well, do we really need one though? Are you really like hyped for one? Like I think there needs to be some kind of time for him though, because he's dropped so much material that you will want it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I'm gonna say this. Maybe if that was the case, maybe he shouldn't put it out this year, but. Jay-Z knows that he's not. He like Floyd Mayweather. You know, Floyd know he's not getting no younger, so he's like, let me get these fights out right now.
But he had to have some anticipation, though, for another album.
Maybe I would say it's cool. He should record some shit right now, but drop it next year.
Exactly. There you go. I'm talking about, but he's... Dude, it just seemed like they just came off the tour for the goddamn Watch the Throne.
That was
but, dude,
2 years ago.
That just showed you how...
Watch the Throne came out in 2011.
December 2011. So it's basically saying 2012.
But we were midway through 2013. And I think the tour was what? Like, last summer. It's a whole year later.
Yeah, but man. But maybe because I'm...
I'm just talking... But also think about the speed of the internet and the relevance. I mean, in order to stay relevant...
That Watch the Throne album stayed pretty goddamn relevant for internet age, though. I will say that.
Yeah. No, it did. Yeah, it did.
More than the average album, because the average album now, how much y'all think it gets rotation?
Well, like, see, I don't know. I take that back. I'm not even sure that's true. Because I remember them playing, I just measure
Balls so hard that fucking niggas on Paris. Right.
Exactly. But I remember that in the first quarter of 2012. Like, everything after the summer was fucking, what was that?
That
Kanye's.
That Mercy?
Mercy. Everything else was Kanye off of that. That's like, I didn't hear very much from Jay-Z at all.
But I mean, but I have to say that Niggas in Paris may be one of the best singles in the last 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
Like, popular. Not saying, like, favorite singles, but I'm talking about, like, popularity-wise.
Yeah.
Probably one of the most popular hip-hop singles in the last 10 years.
Which one?
That Niggas in Paris.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, because when the beat that dun-dun, dun-dun, yeah, that can come on right now. We would turn this whole studio up. We're going to be mad, like, come on, man, for real. Don't put that...
Paparazzo!
But the thing is, though, the song ain't even that tough, for
it's
real.
Not, no. But it's simple,
real,
though.
It's catchy.
It's simple and catchy, exactly.
That's all you need. Because I was listening to... Did you listen to some of the stuff coming off the Yeezus?
Yeah, let's talk about that real quick. Let's go into Yeezus.
Okay.
What y'all think about it? So
I haven't heard it. I was going to go buy it today.
Go ahead. I'm going to see what you say first, Ted, before I say what I'm going to say.
I haven't heard it in completion. I heard they got it on YouTube. You're like, you listen to the whole thing all the way through, mm-hmm. just on one thing. And I was just letting it play yesterday. And I don't know. It's different for Kanye. Like, when I mean different, I don't mean like different, like, you know, when he
808s
did,
and Heartbreak.
Yeah, when it's not 808s and Heartbreak's different. It's like... You know, he's stepping into the whole techno...
This nigga's going fucking crazy.
Like,
that's
electronic...
Divine, when you hear this, this nigga's
music.
Going crazy.
Yeah, it's...
Okay,
it's,
Daryl,
it's,
this, this is what I did.
Going crazy.
This is what I did here. I heard that... this is... Like, my homeboy was like, man, I think this is probably his worst album.
It is.
It is.
It is. And he had a... He probably... He could have had... Actually, on the low-ski... He could have ended up with the best hip-hop career of all time.
Yeah, because he's never had a bad album.
Never.
Would you say he should recall this?
And just don't say it. To say it was a rock album and then say it was a hip hop album and try to say they don't even count.
Nah, fuck that.
It's in the rock section.
Put that shit out as a mixtape, nigga. Like, it doesn't really count.
Well, what I would like to see here from Kanye, man, and he probably don't give a shit, but I like that soulful shit, man. Like, when Kanye do that, like, you know,
it's not on there at all.
Nothing like that.
Well, at least the first four songs are not. They don't. I stopped listening at like.
It's Daft
half
Punk.
An hour.
It's
yeah.
Daft Punk kind of David Bowie like.
Yeah. Like he jumps out of line. I mean, it's not bad if you have to have a. You can't have an expectation for this album. Like, you can't come in thinking like this is going to be typical Kanye. Like,
and I think the people that like it though, Ted.
Yeah.
But I think people that end up liking this are some weird motherfuckers too.
I mean, there are bits and pieces that I like the one.
Right, I know, I like the New Slave.
Right,
it's a couple other tracks. I like the track with Charlie Wilson. On
right,
it.
Oh,
they got
right,
a track
right.
With Beyonce.
No,
I don't think so.
He only got four guest features on there. Period.
Who all on there? Charlie Wilson.
Charlie Wilson, Chief Keef, some other dude I know his name, and Kid Cudi.
Kid Cudi wasn't bad.
I want to hear some more soulful shit from Kanye, man.
I don't think he's trying to fuck with that.
No, I don't think
he
so.
He ain't even producing as much no more. Period.
For real?
No, he's not producing. He ain't producing nothing on that Watch the Throne.
What about on his new album?
No, Daft Punk produced most of it.
For real?
Mm-hmm. He ain't producing. I don't even think he wants to fuck. And he's got a whole bunch of other producers up under him that help him produce now, too.
No,
like
he
like Hit Boy, you know.
Oh, Cruel.
He only got two beats on there.
For real?
Two beats on that Cruel Summer. And I'm very being generous saying too.
What about that? My Twisted Dark Fantasy.
That was mostly him.
No, that was 80% him. No.
Okay. Well, I think what Kanye might be doing, you know, he's a dude is brilliant, so he might be, he has some beats that he gonna use for some. Let's just hope that he has some beats he's gonna use. For
honestly,
something else.
I think that he only even dropped his album because all the flack he's been catching with Kim. And
yeah, it's just noisy for no reason. This right. The album just sounds noisy.
Like, it's like, I mean, the fact that he called it Yeezus. I mean, I really feel like it's just, he feels like he's, you know, being crucified at the moment.
I don't think so. I think he called it Yeezus just for controversy, attention. Yep. Like, because I think Mark Bland put up a post about Kanye online, and like, Rim pretty much summed it up. Like, Kanye West does a lot of stuff just because it causes controversy, and it's controversial. So,
well, yeah, I mean, they say, you know, any publicity is good publicity, regardless.
Yeah, but you got some people that was like, man, I can't believe you hang yourself up like Jesus getting crucified. I'm like, nigga,
Tupac
Machiavelli did the
Machiavelli.
Same thing. Like, Tupac did on
Nas
Machiavelli.
Did it in the
Nas,
video.
He absolutely did. So it's like, some people try to, you know, but that I say that's brilliant on Kanye part. Like,
yeah, I mean, it is, but, like, I don't know. I just feel like whenever he tries to go into explanation of his stuff, he always feels like he's catching the the bad end of the stick. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, there's the songs in there where it's called I Am God and all the rest of that stuff. Like, yeah.
Some of that he do that stuff, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, dude. Yeah, yeah. To be controversial. Yeah, to make you want to
be. He don't believe that, dude. Dude probably. It's some people I know that's religious in the mud, but if you hear their comedy and stuff, it's real dark. But like these dudes.
But it said, but it's the song's not called I Am God. It's called I Am a God.
Okay.
Is it I Am a God? Or
yeah, I am a God. Yeah. People keep on getting
I am a God.
But that's what I'm saying now.
But people don't get it twisted when 5%ers and shit like that be like, you know, I'm a God, baby. You know what I'm saying?
No, I mean, he explained it in the beginning of the song.
Yeah, but niggas ain't listening to that. They see the title, I Am a God.
Illuminati.
Oh, man, they already passed that. They taking this nigga, they probably naming some new shit for him.
He's sacrilegious.
Kanye Nadi. He got his own sect of people. Kanye Nadi.
Kanye Nadi, right.
Westy Nadi.
Yeah, you man. Know I do, man. I mean, I don't know. I'm gonna check the album out. But I did hear that it wouldn't be my homeboy was like, yeah, man. Yeah, I'm telling you, dude, you're gonna be disappointed. It ain't no. I was like, oh, man. He said it was. He said it's his worst album. And I had just been giving Kanye. But, you know, I think he's going to follow it up with something classic. Well, Cruel Winter. That's going to be classic.
Because I thought Cruel Summer sucked.
It wasn't that bad. I mean, I don't know. You know, I like the hype around it. I definitely like that, but.
I'm actually interested in hearing that John Legend new album, though. On the
line. Is Kanye produced on that?
I don't know.
What about the J. Cole one?
There we go. Let's transition that, though. No, I'm going to tell you, it's two people's albums that's better than both of them to me.
Hold on. Let me think. Hold on. Don't say nothing. Mm-hmm.
One of them you ain't gonna believe I said it.
Mac Miller.
Yep. Mac Miller's album is fucking nice.
Somebody else said that Mac Miller's album was actually pretty dope.
Mac Miller's got the best fucking album coming out today.
Yeah, I listened. I think it'd be. I don't think it was wrong, but it was a little too long.
That Mac Miller.
Yeah, but he has some joints. He has some joints on.
Dude, I heard his one song, "Objects in the Window," in the mirror.
Yeah, yeah. Who was on it?
It's just him singing. Like he's singing. It's like a song where he ain't necessarily singing, but he's holding the tune through the whole song, and it's pretty dope, man. Like, I wasn't even fucking with Mac. I'm not gonna lie, I wasn't fucking with Mac Miller at all. I'm like, dude,
I was fucking with Mac Miller for a while.
I'm trying to think.
I wasn't fucking with him at all first.
Straight up.
Yeah. I'm still not. I mean, I am a little bit more now than what I was, but.
I'm gonna tell you who I'm not, but I don't for real fuck with MGK though.
Not at all. I don't think there's any way he can get me on his team.
I think P. Diddy gonna kick him off pretty soon.
French Montana too.
Yeah, French Montana been gone.
He on his last leg over there.
Yeah, we should see about getting him as a guest on here. Hey man, for real, we know you ain't doing too well. We coming up.
We going opposite way. We can meet each other.
Yeah, we meet each other in the middle. French Montana, yeah, man. His shit been. I'm surprised he even got an opportunity. That nigga, that shit. I've never heard a quality verse from French Montana ever in my whole entire life.
Never. Zero. Never. No one. Not zero. One. Not one quality verse from
zero.
Him.
Zero. But back to Mac Miller though. Yeah, go ahead. I do fuck with Mac Miller, dude.
And like, the other now, one is Action Bronson. The other one is that Action Bronson.
Oh yeah, I fuck with Action Bronson, dude. Him and what's my guy name, man? Dang, the dude from Chicago, Chance the Rapper.
Yeah, Chance the Rapper.
They got a dope cut together. Yeah. Him and Action Bronson, I have been bumping. Favorite song, I think it's the name of it.
Action Bronson and Mac Miller song is dope, too. It's on Mac Miller album.
I got to check it out.
It's on Mac. And people ain't going to, nobody ain't going to admit it that Mac Miller can maybe have the better album, but I'm saying it first.
You got a better album than Kanye?
It may be. Damn right it's better than Kanye's. I'm just saying it may be better than J. Cole's, too.
Well, I heard J. Cole's album's pretty dope. I ain't heard it yet.
It's straight. But that it may be because Mac Miller's, his is like, it's unexpected. No. And if you listen to it straight through, it sonically sounds, like, good, like, straight through. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, J. Cole's doesn't kind of just bounces around and stuff, though. But, like, Mac Miller's actually has a tone and, like, an image and a feeling of the album, you know. He's just a kid that's having fun, that's stoned out and, you know, talking about some different shit. You know, seem like J. Cole be getting just super emotional sometimes on some of his tracks, you know. Like, he got this song that's cool, but I don't know how I feel about it. It's called I Let Nas Down. And it's like, okay, I get it, man. You let Nas down.
Well, you know, I mean, hey, Game did a whole album where he was talking about Dr. Dre.
Right, so. But I think, no, that's cool. That was cool for Game to do it. And it was cool even when Ye did it with the Big Brother track. But I think it's getting overdone with niggas trying to do songs, trying to big up somebody at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Like, a whole song to big up them.
He misses Dog, though.
Oh, Nas and J. Cole.
Oh, no, you're right. No, they
I don't even think they even met before.
No, I'm sure they met, but no.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, nah.
I was trying to be funny though, like Lil Wayne, man, I miss my dog. You know, you yeah, saying everybody doing songs dog. About people that, but no, with Nas and J. Cole, I want to hear the song first. I think with yeah. J. Cole, it's probably gonna be tough because I like J. Cole's music. This I was gonna ask y'all. Y'all waiting on Wale's album?
That's the album I think. I downloaded it. I haven't listened to it yet though.
I'm not a fan. I got it today. I didn't even listen to it.
I haven't listened to it yet though. Honestly,
I ain't no huge Wale fan either, man.
You like this new Wale better, you said, right? Than the old Wale?
I mean,
the old Wale better.
I'm not a Wale fan.
Period. You never was.
I never rocked.
I'm an old Wale fan.
Yeah, I like the old Wale.
I done heard some Ari stuff from him, but I just ain't never. I haven't been. Like, some people be like, man, Wale Cole, you one of the dopest. And I'll be like,
Wale got some major pretension, man, but I sometimes don't know. Now that he with Rick Ross and them.
I saw him do a verse on somebody's song where I could tell it was a throwaway verse. And that's what he...
You can tell when it's a throwaway verse for a rapper, though. You can.
He did. I want to say, you know
what? Or it was from another song that was on a mixtape or something.
No, I'll tell you exactly what song it was. I want to say it was the... I think he was on the remake? He was on the remix of one of Yo Gotti songs. Was it the Five Star Chick?
No, he wasn't on Five Star Chick. Because the Five Star Chick, it was Nicki Minaj.
No, it wasn't that one. It's a Yo Gotti song, though. And Wale is featured on it, but you can tell his verse.
It's not what song was that?
You know what song I'm saying? You know
yeah,
what?
Yeah,
God. Right, Yo Gotti featuring Wale.
Was it
disqualified?
Yeah, I was
going to
say
disqualified. Yeah. And like his verse on there, the way he ended, I was like,
Hey, do me a favor. Explain what un is, because you know a lot of people that are not from this region don't know what un is.
Yes, they do.
No, I promise they don't.
No, some people don't know.
They don't know what un is.
They probably don't. They do not know what un is. Like cats from the East Coast do not know what un is.
Un, there's like, man, say for instance, something just disgusted you, and you know right then and there you can't think of nothing to say, it's un. But un, like that's what a lot of little black girls here in St. Louis used to say to little boy. We try to rub up on them, rub their booties when we was little kids and stuff like that. She'd be like, little boy, why don't you get your little ugly self away from me? And that's how it'd be.
So it's like East Coast. It's like ew, except it's like ew to the third power.
Right. Just mean, nigga, you nasty. With your nasty ass hands.
And you ain't got no chance.
Off the back of my dress.
UGHN.
We're going to get to our break. We'll be back. We're going to talk a little bit about the Superman movie. Jay-Z stacking up all the paper and a couple more topics, and we'll be out of here. Straight out of low cash.
Bitch.
Straight out of low cash. I'll give this love to you. So, baby, come get it. Get it.
I'm mine. Boy, you make me feel. is double S-Y. I'm super duper fly. Tell me, have you ever seen a chick do it quite like me? Boy, you never seen I keep it so fresh. Ziploc, I'm finna go in. Put that boomerang on your baby, keep it coming back. You gon' want it like this again. Your love got me leaning, boo.
Slow it down like this.
Top notch, I be so high. The mother bros can't even see me. Stay sick, keep the black high. Rollin' through your hood, speakers loud with the top drop. You ain't never been turned to a love fiend. This so dope, call me, trick me.
From this tune, come on, everybody don't sell out. We no play no kind of game, no song, why can't come?
Used to tell me I'm going down, I'm all that they want now. Used to tell me I'm going down, I'm all that they want now. Used to tell me I'm going down, I'm all that they want now. Used to tell me I'm going down, I'm all that they want now.
Maybe it's Maybelline, or maybe I would chip on with it. All I got up in these chains, really ain't none of y'all. Damn, they think that I'm gorgeous. Heads turning as soon as I walk by. Boys fighting over all that I got. From the moment I pulled in the parking lot, they can't help but to stop and fall.
Keep on looking, keep looking on what y'all looking at. Boy, what I got, baby, you can't have.
Used to tell me I'm going down, I'm all that they want now. Used to tell me I'm going down, I'm all that they want now. Used to tell me I'm going down, I'm all that they want now. Used to tell me I'm going down, I'm all that they want now.
I would tell you haters to fuck off, but I'm still such a lady. Hate to say that I told y'all, now you see I ain't playing. I'm on another level, you should come get like me. Can't no one do it. Is that so hard to believe? Heads turning as soon as I walk by. Boys fighting over all that I got. From the moment I pulled in the parking lot, they can't help but to stop and watch.
Keep on looking, keep looking on what y'all looking at. Keep on looking, keep looking on what y'all looking at. Keep on looking, keep looking on what y'all looking at. Keep on looking, boy, what I got, baby, you can't have.
Welcome back, Stroud, Low Cash. We are back. All right. Everybody seen Man of Steel?
I saw it.
What'd you think, Javon?
Man, I like Man. See, I give it a 7.58 out of 10. I thought it was pretty good, man. It was a damn good movie.
I agree with that. 7.58. That sounds about right for me. What about you, Tim?
Congruent, I would also say the same.
So why are people hating on the movie though? They be like, man, that I ain't even like that motherfucking Superman.
Well,
I ain't nobody. I've heard people hate on.
I've seen people on
the critics didn't like it.
Yeah, and I've seen people on Twitter and some comic book sites say they didn't like it.
But what movie had? I mean, I think it's funny because everybody. What do you expect? Like, what I think what they need to do is just take a vote on what people want to see in the movie, and then take everything that people say they want to see, like take the percentages, like they want to see that, they want to see that, and put that all in the movie in the order they want to ask them what order they want to see it. And make a movie like that, boom, let people go see it. You still have people like, man, you know what? That movie wasn't as good as I thought it was when I voted.
I changed my mind.
Yeah, so you always going to have people that's going to complain. The movie was well done, man. I thought it was dope. They changed up the original storyline of Superman a little bit, like, you know, for me.
But I like that, though.
I did,
too. I like the way they said it. I actually like that was a pretty good. I like the way it was. The plot background, like, it's one of the first times in a movie in a while where it was a good backstory where I didn't have to try to guess what the fuck happened in the past.
Right.
Like, it kind of was all set up, like, okay, this is all the shit that happened in the past. Cool, let's move forward. And that's kind of how I felt about, you know, that movie, though. What about you, Ted?
I mean, I agree with the critics. Like, I thought it was nice. I thought it was well done. It was too long, a little bit, for me. When they were saying, like, it was hard to... I mean, it's hard to squeeze in as much information as they were trying to do in one movie, you know what I mean? Trying to set up the franchise. You know, a lot of critics' complaints were saying that, you know, the coming-of-age story mixed in with the aliens taking over the Earth was just a lot to handle, you know? And not to say that, what's his name, Zack Snyder did do it well, but it just got a little... It was long, and there was a couple points in there that I thought were completely fucking stupid. You know, the moment, I don't want to ruin the story, but there are moments that you're just like, come on, you could have wrote a better piece to move the story along. But other than that, those one or two moments, I was pleased with it.
Did you see it, Rim?
Go ahead.
I didn't even see it. I'm going to check it out this week.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I'm going to tell you how this, though. I'm going to get a fight scenes a 10.
Yeah. The fight scenes was a 10.
The only thing I heard it was... It was just kind of long.
It was like 2 hours and 32 minutes.
Yeah. I didn't hear any details.
Nah, the movie was good, dude.
They was going at Superman, though. They was getting with him, though.
And they're supposed thing, to. People was kind of mad that, like, you know, with the three, what did they call it? Three what? The guy, General Zod.
The other girl.
Ursa.
And the other dude actually ended up being the dude on the low. He was the dude. The big dude was the dude that don't talk in the original Superman.
Yeah, he was there.
He was the big one that was throwing Superman around in them streets.
Words, yeah. So he was there. It was, man. That fight scene, dope, super dope. So go check it out.
It was a lot of action in there, man. I'm gonna say
go check out the Superman. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. Oh, I thought it was pretty dope.
I thought it was better than Iron Man 3. I'll tell you that.
Hell yeah, it's better than Iron Man 3.
Yeah. About that shit, man.
Yeah. Hell yeah, better Iron Man 3.
I just finished The Walking Dead.
What you think about Walking Dead?
That was dope, dude.
I told you Walking Dead was dope.
Hey, y'all should go.
So what season are you on, Rim?
I'm up to date now.
Oh,
I watched all of them like in like 1 week.
Oh, man.
Make sure y'all go see This Is the End, too. This shit was hella fucking. If you're religious, be cautious. But other than that, it was hella fucking funny.
Right. And you know what? I know I said I heard the movie was whack. It wasn't that movie. It was another movie, man. I heard Headcrack talking about on Ricky Smiley show. It wasn't This Is the End, though.
Which one was something else?
I can't remember what he said was whack. It wasn't This Is the End, though.
It was another comedy.
I think it might. You know, it might have even been Hangover.
Yeah, cause Hangover
was sucked.
Yeah, I heard Hangover was horrible.
Yeah, I saw it on bootleg. It sucked.
But yeah, was Kevin Hart funny in Is This the End?
It was hella people in there, dog. It was Kevin Hart was in there. Michael Cera was in there. Rihanna was in there. The chick from Parks and Recreation was in there.
Mm.
The Indian chick, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Aziz Ansari in there too.
Aziz Ansari was in there for a second. Channing Tatum was in there. Danny McBride's in there. Who else? It was all sorts of little cameos in there. But the shit was stupid funny. Like, stupid funny. So
I might need to check that out. I might check that out this weekend.
Yeah, y'all, you definitely enjoy it. I mean, Seth Rogen's a fucking idiot in the first place.
What'd you think about Walking Dead, though, man, overall?
I thought it was dope.
It's a dope-ass show, ain't it?
Yeah, because first I was like, zombie, you know what I'm saying? And it was, like, all the backstories and stuff, it was real good.
Yeah, I love that show, man. I fuck with that show, man. Y'all need to get on that Game of Thrones, man. I keep telling y'all, man.
Nah, Walking Dead, man. When I get off of that.
Game of Thrones comes on after that, man. So you don't have to
I'll be too tired. I can't sit in front of television that long.
No, I'm talking about Game of Thrones comes on after Walking Dead is off. Like, period. Like, it's on now. It just went off.
You mean like...
When Walking Dead finishes their season, Game of Thrones starts their season.
Oh, what is Game of Thrones about?
It's about medieval times, but it's like all these different people trying to come, trying to fight for the
throne. How are you?
I heard the author, that dude is just ridiculous. He's known for killing motherfuckers.
Yeah, dude, you don't know who the fuck's gonna live, real talk.
For real.
No, literally, dude, you don't know.
All right, everybody's getting murdered.
I hate the medieval type of stuff, though.
But it's kind of cool, though, because they got a whole area with people of color and shit. That's a whole other area and shit, though. They call it Dothraki.
Bring me a DJ.
No, I don't sound like that, though. They talk actually pretty regular, though, actually. It's just that, a couple of them have a little...
So I found for you DJ Reminisce. We found him in the lost land of DJism.
Tore my sweater.
I have an axe and a skirt.
Yeah, but it's good, though, man. If y'all... trust me, listeners.
No, I heard it was dope.
Fuck with Game of Thrones. So let's go on this Jay-Z thing, though, man. Jay-Z with the Samsung situation.
Brilliant.
Thought they bought a million copies of his album?
Yeah. At $5 a piece, so he got $5 million up the front. I found out it was $5 they paid for him. Since I paid $5 for each album.
Should I make an album too, Daryl? Fuck what you talking about. He put out too much music. If they buy me, bought my albums right now.
That nigga's platinum. It hasn't even come out yet.
Yeah, $5 out here.
Do you think this is going to make people buy Samsung phones? Y'all think it is?
No.
You don't think so, bro?
I don't think it's a plug to get to sell the phones, though. Because I think it's more so a plug to sell the app. I think the app is going to do something.
What's the app?
It's something dealing with Samsung.
It's called Magna Carta.
Yeah, no, that's the name of the
album, right?
Yeah, it's Magna Carta.
But you
got to be able
to download the Magna Carta app, though, or something.
Right. So I don't know. Maybe Magna Carta is like another media sort of.
That they're going to end up having other music stuff come through.
Yeah. Another media sharing app, or being able to listen to media on your phone, or watch media on your phone. I think it's all really more so about the app, and they're using that to sell the app more so than the phones, because it's on every Android, and the S3 been out for hella. You know, so niggas are not going to rush out to get the S4 just because it has this fucking app.
Well, they said not so fast about them going platinum. Here it says, Jay-Z is intent on writing some new rules with the unconventional release of his planned upcoming album, Magna Carta Holy Grail. But some rules are not meant to be broken, or rather, they just can't be. Case in point.
He says to sell them.
Nielsen scans, sound scans, regulation governing, and what kind of album sales count. As we all learn in a 3-minute commercial during Sunday night's NBA Game 5 NBA Finals, Jay has partnered with Samsung in a promotion for the album that will have the company giving away 1 million copies of Magna Carta. It goes on to say, and while that appears to guarantee Jay-Z Jigga instant platinum status before the album even hits stores, Billboard thinks otherwise. Billboard doesn't count bulk sales, which means that if anyone, even say Beyonce, buys 1 million copies of Magna Carta and gives them away as Independence Day party favors, that they can't be counted as sales according to the magazine's long-standing policy.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so that's the situation. But the person that got around...
I still don't think Lil Wayne sold 1 million copies in a week.
Well, you know the way you get around that... Well, the way that who got around the best was Prince on that Musicology album, where you got the album for free if you went to the concert. And that counted for a sale.
For real?
He was number one for fucking 20 weeks at one point. Pop charts.
Dang.
Because if you went to the concert, you got the album for free.
Right.
But I don't...
But they made a rule, though, after Prince that you can't do that more.
Okay.
Prince is the only one that did it. He got grandfathered in, though.
I feel to say that's a bulk sale.
No,
a bulk sale.
But Prince did it. He was the first one to do it. And he snuck it in through the concert ticket. Like saying, oh, well, you get the album. You purchasing the album and your ticket at the same time. He put that in the actual thing.
That's smart as fuck, though.
Yeah. So his album went like 4 or 5 platinum.
That's crazy.
And it was like number one every week. So every time he hit a city, though, 20, 30,000 people for a show. Sell. So you saying what somebody do 4 or 5 shows a week maybe? Plus regular people buying albums
too. Right, yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. I say, whoever came up with that idea was smart in the motherfucker.
Yeah. Then Jay-Z sends out a tweet. It says, if 1 million records get sold and Billboard doesn't report it, did it happen? Question mark. Ha. New rules. Magna Carta Holy. But hashtag new rules. Hashtag Magna Carta Holy Grail Platinum. 7/4/2013. Yeah. But that's that's not the way you put it, though.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
How's it not?
Exit. No, it has to be like a couple of X's, though, for it to be 2013.
Because that's
10. Right, but no. But when you put it out, it has to be like all the series of numbers, though. For the whole
number. No, this is just 13. It's not 2013. It's 7/4/13.
Okay. That's okay. Okay. Now, he didn't put the 4/2000. No, he didn't put the 2000. Okay. So, no, I think that he got, Rick Rubin, Swiss Beatz, Timbaland, and Pharrell are the producers on the album.
Yeah, that's just going to be stupid.
That's going to be stupid. You know, Rubin going to come with this. He come with the soulful stuff.
Rock, too. He's going to give him a little rock feel, right, too.
So, that's what that white dude was Rick Rubin?
Yeah, that's Rick Rubin. He did 99 Problems. Yeah. He did 99 Problems. And he did all of Public Enemies' early shit. Him and the Bomb Squad together. Yeah, LL Cool J's early shit.
Did he do Rock the Bells?
He did Rock the Bells. He did a lot of early Run DMC shit. So all that edgy, like, gritty sound that was coming out of Def Jam was Rick Rubin. So
the Rube Meister.
Yeah, and he's produced for a lot of rock groups, though, too, for a long time.
You need to pick up them two little black boys.
Dude, you saw him on the streets and just didn't know who he was. You probably think he was homeless, dude. Yeah,
he looked like the homeless dude that beat up the black dude.
Yeah, with the beard, yeah.
Not the dude on the bus.
He do, but that dude got millions on top of millions.
He seemed like he just like a little, just a floating soul, dog.
He is, though.
Yeah. Super weird.
Just Jewish kid that basically Russell Simmons met at like the punk clubs, they said, though.
They went to school together, right?
Mm-mm. Russell never went to school. He's a stay at his dorm. In Rick's dorm.
Right. That's what I mean.
At NYU, like... And then they started Def Jam out of his dorm, and shit got popping so much that he had to get in the office and get a career because they was doing so much shit out of his dorm room.
That's dope.
Because they had Run DMC at the time and they did sign LL Cool J.
That's crazy.
No. They didn't sign LL Cool J until they actually had the full label. It was, the only people they had signed was Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, who was Andre Harrell, and this other cat, Run DMC, and then I think they had like one other, Curtis Blow. They managed them three. They didn't have them signed because they didn't have a label. They were just managing them and pushing out their stuff because they ain't, you know.
Right.
They, you know, the cats didn't think about having a label. Then it was like, you know, we just want to get the shit out there. But no, Rick Rubin's dope though. Rick Rubin's dope though, man. He's definitely a hip hop
legend.
Yeah, by far. So I think this Jay-Z thing is gonna be doing interesting. Now, I wonder Do you think it's gonna fuck with iPhone situation now?
What you mean?
Like marketing wise.
No. You know, iPhone and all the rest of this shit, that's like brand loyalty. That's all niche market shit. Like, if you fuck with iPhone, you fuck with iPhone.
But are people really that loyal when it comes to a product, when it comes to a phone, or just what's the hottest shit right now?
Nah, motherfuckers love, if you Apple, you Apple all the way. Like, niggas go, because you can integrate the system. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, niggas going to get Macs and get the iPhones and get the Apple TVs and all that shit's connected. You know what I mean? And they love the fact that, you know, it's, you know, I don't want to say it's hipsterish, but it's like.
It is, though.
I mean,
Apple's hipster. Apple's for the people that think they're too smart for anybody else. Like, I'm smarter than you. I have an Apple.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, it is. That's the vibe they want to have.
I mean, that's a blanket statement. I mean,
that's not a blanket statement. That's how they push their product.
I mean, I think they push it based on, you know, its ability to do whatever it is you want it to do. So, like, for instance, you're not like when you think about doing business work, you don't think about Macs. You know what I mean? Like, when I think about doing Macs, I think about, like, this shit. I think about audio. I think about visual. I think about stuff that takes a lot of processing speed and power.
To do it.
Right, exactly. And plus, the shit supposedly doesn't get viruses, whatever, versus a PC, which is always open susceptible, but then everything you know is done on fucking Microsoft. So, like, I don't want to have to go try to learn how to fucking work a Mac. So, Excel, Access, all this other shit that we learned in school.
You can still apply
it. Right, you can still apply it. You know what I mean? You can do, and that's the other thing. Apple, that's the fucked up thing. You know, let's jump into that. Let's jump into how technology, especially dealing with Xbox and all the rest of the shit, is finna fuck themselves yeah, with his Xbox One.
Yeah, a nigga like me finna go back and get a PlayStation 2 in a minute. And just go back and play Nintendo. Yeah, like just they doing too much with all this shit, man. Like they ain't even giving you time to even get the new systems and shit. Cause like how long? Like when did the Xbox 2?
Nah, this Xbox been out for a while.
360 been out for how long? Maybe 3 years.
Yeah,
but that's not a long time for a console. The regular Xbox came out 2003.
But you got
2002. No, 2001 actually.
But you got to think about
2001.
You got to think about the competition though, B. Cause like you got to be the first there. So now.
Yeah, but I'm saying they're in unison doing shit like that. Cause that was 2001. Xbox came out. PlayStation 2 came out, I think, around that same time, too. 2001, 2002 in there. Then PS3, Xbox 360 came out, what, 08? Oh, no, less later than that. What, 2009, 2010?
Nah.
Yeah, 2008,
2009. I think it was 8. I think it was 2008. I don't think it was as late.
What do you think? Do you know about games and like that, Javon?
Yeah.
What year would that PS2 and Xbox 360 come out? What, 08?
PS3.
PS3 and the Xbox 360.
07, 08.
Yeah,
it was 07, 08?
Yeah, that's okay. What I'm saying. That's a good 4 or 5 years.
Okay, well then I'm
all the questions we don't. Why don't we just Google this shit? When did Xbox? Yeah. Damn, yeah. Right, all we Google everything else, but we sit up here and argue about this.
No, you're right.
We supposed to be brothers. What year did Xbox? We gonna find this out.
Oh, yeah, I think like that, though.
This is a mix.
Oh,
2005.
November 22nd, 2005.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's a 360. PS3 must have came out way after that, I think.
Nah.
So this is the Xbox
360? It's around the same.
The 360 came out in 2005?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. They came out around the same time.
Dude, it is time to get a new system. 2006.
See, told you.
Because Nintendo came out when?
Nintendo?
Regular Nintendo.
Nigga, 85?
Okay. No, I see 86, 87 maybe. Let's look it up.
So that means like they come out with a new system like every 5 years. That was the case because Super Nintendo came out.
Well, that's usually the turnover rate is every 5 years anyway.
Okay. Nintendo. When did the...
Because niggas, I mean, shit, the Wii... We was what?
Hey, what was y'all favorite Nintendo game?
Ooh. Of all time?
Contra.
Contra, definitely at the top of my list.
Side Bike.
Nintendo?
Contra. I got to go with Mario 2. Mario Brothers
Mario
2.
Mario Brothers. Nah, I say Mario 2 sucked.
Mario 2 was the dopest one.
No, 3 was the best one.
Nah,
3 was the best.
3 is the best one, man, by far. Y'all must be confusing them because 2 was the one.
Two was the Luigi floated. Like,
dude, that was the
princess.
Best. I mean, it was the best.
You could pick which one you wanted.
Yeah.
Part 2.
Part 2 sucked ass, man.
Part 2 was in comparison to 3, where you can get
3, where you had to go through and fight all the different...
Nigga, they put 3 on the motherfucking Wizard, dog.
The movie The Wizard.
3 was dope. Was dope before.
Because you had to fight all the individual little Koopa Troopa dudes.
And you get all them suits. You got the fucking raccoon suit.
Yeah.
Part 2 was dope because it was the first time you could do that. You can pick the different ones and all that.
I hated that motherfucker when I got 2. When I got 2, I was pissed off.
I love 2.
2 was cool. I'm just saying 3 was better.
I was Contra, Side Bike, and Mike Tyson Punch Out.
Ooh, yeah.
I was Blaster Master. Was it Master
Nigga
Blaster?
Double Dribble and Tecmo Bowl.
Double Dribble was dope.
Damn, I like shit. Zelda.
No,
though, too.
Nigga, Double Dragon.
Double
you didn't like Zelda?
What?
I used to play it, but I like Ninja Turtles and shit better than Double Dragon.
Nah, the first Ninja Turtles sucked fucking ass.
The Ninja Turtles first.
It was so hard.
The
to
one
play,
that get to the Super
playing.
Nintendo. The second generation.
The second generation was dope, but that first one.
When
it
was
first
little
one,
man, though, you was overhead,
that
and then it was at the turtle van and shit. Boy. You only got in the turtle van to try to move around different places. And
yeah,
shit.
You drove around.
And it was all from the up view.
Fucking bird's eye view. Fuck that shit, man.
What do y'all think is one of the best games on the new PS2, PS3s, and all those? I'm a Grand Theft Auto cat.
Grand Theft Auto, that game actually relieves stress.
Period.
Dude, it really does release stress.
Dude, I'm talking about you could be mad about some shit and play that and snatch them out of their fucking car and stab them to death on the game.
There's a million, dude. Max Payne was brilliant. Fucking, was brilliant.
Metal Honor and Black Ops.
It launched in the U.S. in 85. Nintendo did in 85. It was 83. It was in Japan in 83.
So. Yeah, man.
Dude, Grand Theft Auto is my shit. That motherfucking one with CJ, motherfucking San Andreas.
San Andreas.
San Andreas was dope.
Dude, I ain't played a new one, though, with the Russian dude. I never played
none of them before.
Well, I ain't gonna lie, Rim. Grand Theft is addictive, dog.
Did you play the one with the Russian dude?
Yeah.
Is that one? Is that one better than CJ, you think?
Yeah, I was like, yeah. That,
see,
that
okay, I ain't played that one yet. I need to get on. I need to play that one. Maybe. So you think that was better than the one with CJ, though?
Yeah, I think it was better than one with CJ. This new one probably going to be better than both of them.
Yeah, because you can get to pick between three people.
And it's probably be in the 80s, though. So, yeah. You know, they're going to have all 80s
and you get to be a black dude, Italian dude, or this dude that's like a serial killer.
Yeah.
And you got to be all three of them at different points of the game.
You get to kill people and all kinds of shit, dog. Lure people back. It's going to be crazy.
You got what up? Metal Gear Solid.
Metal Gear Solid.
Was all of the 2Ks.
All of the 2Ks, man.
I never got one. I heard them Assassin's Creed is supposed to be dope, though.
Oh, yeah. Assassin's Creed is dope.
You know what else dope? Devils May Cry.
Devils May Cry was stupid.
You said, what'd you say, bro?
Like the Black Ops.
Black Ops. Yeah. Nigga, Siphon Filter.
Everybody, people say that Bioshock
Splinter
was good,
Cell.
Too.
Splinter Cell, that's what I was thinking. Splinter Cell.
But then Bioshock's supposed to be good, too, I heard.
Bioshock dope. What is it? Dope.
Bioshock 1 and 2.
Yeah. I beat 1. Me and my cousin was playing number 2. You know, I like most of the Resident Evils, but like they starting to go back now and kind of doing how they did when the PlayStation 1 first came out.
And you like those Resident better?
Yeah, them.
I like the original Resident Evils. Was good. Was kind of like problem solving a little bit. Like you had to solve. It wasn't more about the because it seemed like the newest Resident Evils was more action. Yeah. But the other one seemed like you had to solve a puzzle.
Dude,
like,
you would be like, man, where is this metal thing? Half of this metal in, man.
And I got to put in this thing, though, for the thing to turn. And it make you, like, kind of problem solve and
then
shit.
They had you searching around. And when you find maybe a closet, you open a closet up, it'll get black. And then just, a zombie and just come out.
Yeah, but that was more fun, though, was the actual, the mystery.
Yeah, man.
And then you also got you got Street Fighters, you got Tekken's.
Yo, what do you think about that Killer Instinct coming back out?
That's dope. I can't wait for that.
That's just gonna be.
But I really like Killer Instinct that much.
That was my favorite.
I didn't like it at first until Adrian put me on.
Ultra Combo.
That's how I knew that shit was some bullshit. Cause you remember you ever played at the arcade game and the nigga used to whoop your ass so bad that he let go of the joystick and the shit just continually whoop your ass like.
That's
you
why I didn't like that shit. And my thing is, how does a nigga figure this out though? And the game was only like 2 weeks, and it'd be some nigga there be like. Hey man, it's Supreme Magnus combo or some shit. You be like, nigga.
They be the nerds. They don't know.
You go into the next round. You get him in that magazine.
You go into the next round. You still getting your ass whooped. Like, he's still whooping your ass for the next round.
Round two. You still get that combo finished off on you, nigga. That shit was horrible.
I used
to be like, how the fuck do you put the controller down and I'm still getting my ass whooped? Like,
I was more of a super Street Fighter cat, though. Even more than Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, well, you know what? These new fighting games is ridiculous. Like,
I heard
tag
them,
shit.
Justice League. The Justice League was supposed to be dope.
I heard it's super stupid.
Like, dude, do you remember when y'all first time y'all saw somebody get a fatality at the arcade?
Dude, I remember I was at
Saints.
Saints game ring.
I saw it at Saints too.
I saw somebody who was it? I remember.
Which one did you see? Which was the first
one
you saw? He was
on the board with the spikes below the stage.
Oh yeah. Knocked him off the stage. What's the first one you saw that was actually with somebody actually did to somebody like right there? Like
Scorpion.
I think Scorpion might have been the easiest one to do in the arcade. Because it was like back, forward.
What was the one where he...
Scorpion, I mean, Sub-Zero's is pretty easy too, I think.
No, what was Liu Kang's?
Hold on. You talking about he'd do the little flip, and
pow, yeah.
And knock your head off, right?
Yeah.
No, that's Johnny Cage knocked your head off.
That's Johnny Cage. That's the Johnny Cage first knocked one
your head.
I saw.
Nah, Johnny Cage knocked your head off.
Liu Kang just punch you way up in the air.
Yeah.
And then
Kano would take your heart out.
Turn into a dragon and bite you.
Right. That was later on. I'm trying to think
the
first one.
Kano was one.
That was the first one I saw, actually.
Kano.
When he took that, grabbed the heart out.
Yeah, you know what? Kano is the first one I saw. I was like... Did this nigga take this nigga home?
Hey, talk about. Do y'all remember when everybody got the first blood code?
On Sega Genesis,
nigga.
See, I played on Super Nintendo just because I knew there was a blood code. There was no blood code on there.
Nah, Super Nintendo, it was a little bit of blood. It wasn't like blood.
No. Like on the blood code with the Mortal Kombat, you was like when they ripped your head off, the spine came with it and shit.
Blood dripping.
I'm saying Super Nintendo was good. I think the graphics were better on Super Nintendo.
It was. Graphics was better. But I think the gameplay was better. Sega had a better gameplay in general. Like, because everybody had more Segas then. Sega kind of was winning the war at that time.
Do y'all remember the very first Sega?
Yes. With Ultra Beast on there and shit?
Ultra Beast!
No, no, no. I'm talking about, hold on. Golly. The Sega where you got the card slot and
yeah,
you got
yeah,
the...
Yeah, Ultra Beast was on there. Ultra Beast was on there.
Yeah, yeah.
Ultra Beast. Was it Ultra Beast or Altered Beast?
It's Ultra Beast.
Ultra Beast. And then, you know, you turn into a werewolf or a bear.
That's Altered Beast.
Altered Beast.
I thought it was Ultra Beast.
No, it's Altered Beast. That used to be my favorite game in the...
Now, they brought that back. They should bring that back.
They should make that shit into a movie.
Modernize. They have. Underworld.
They have.
It's Underworld.
Twilight.
Yeah, Twilight. Right, exactly.
It's Altered Beast.
It's Altered Beast. Yeah. That used to be my favorite
Beast
game.
Beast King's
though.
Chronicle is the other alternative name for it.
Yep.
That was a game, boy.
That
came out in 88.
What?
Just the fact that you can turn into a fucking animal, dog.
Yeah, man. Dude, that was a dope game, man. Another one, Streets of Rage.
I love
Streets of Rage. Streets of Rage was dope.
They should make a movie out of that, too.
Tell you didn't want to make movies at all.
I do. Hey, anything that... Was another a childhood favorite.
That was a sleeper for a fighting game to me was Fatal Fury.
Fatal Fury was super dope.
But people, that's what I'm saying. People didn't fuck with Fatal Fury like that, though.
Really?
I fuck with Fatal Fury.
With Terry Bogard, yeah, Andy Bogard, and that shit was dope.
I fuck with Fatal Fury.
I didn't.
Fist of the North Star.
Yeah, that game was kind of weak, though.
Yeah. But I was fucking with Fatal Fury, though.
Fatal Fury was dope. Fatal Fury was dope. And then I remember when Tekken first dropped, even before Tekken, Virtual Warrior.
Virtual fighter.
I bet y'all remember this game. This is just as violent as
Mortal Kombat.
You remember Time Killers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where you saw your arm off and then people would still be fighting. You fight with one arm and you've been
up,
fought.
Man.
Time Killers, yeah.
I'm trying to remember.
Remember a dude cut your arm? You can cut my arm off. The dude with the chainsaw was like the best because you can chop my arm off.
Yeah.
Like, just by swinging the chainsaw, your arm fucking pop off, and you got one arm on the game fighting somebody, dog.
What was that on?
I played an arcade.
It was an arcade?
Yeah, the liquor store down by my crib.
Oh, yeah, here it is.
Time Killers, yeah.
Yeah, it was like, it felt like a knockoff Street Fighter. I remember that.
Exactly. But you could saw somebody's arm off. Click on the arcade thing, you're going to see somebody dude get his arm sliced clean off. No, not that one. Click on.
Nigga, do y'all remember Samurai Showdown?
Click on that. Yeah, I remember Samurai Showdown.
That was my shit.
He somebody arm finna get chopped off. You gonna see a dude? I'm talking about. And the thing is, when your arm get chopped off,
I wonder if you can go there and download this shit.
Well, you know, I know the old Xbox has a whole bunch of downloadable games like this.
Time Killers.
I have played this before.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on, If you ain't ever played this game before, Time Killers, man, go online, look at it on YouTube. You act. This dude, the beginning of the match. The very beginning
That's
of the match.
That's why people didn't like playing this game, dog. Because it took one.
Hey. Blow all his power out on the first swing.
He cut that nigga's head off.
In the very first. I'm talking about he ain't even fought for 2 seconds yet. He got his head chopped off, and that was the end of the match.
Oh, shit. Y'all remember this?
What?
Eternal Champions?
I do remember Eternal Champions. Go to Eternal Champions. Go to Eternal Champions.
It was dope, but you could. It was so hard to do the fatalities on that, dog. Like I had to wait until I was hella older to get online to learn how to figure out the fatality. You got to type in the fatalities, dog, because like they used to throw like that used to be.
They could throw you in that fan, couldn't
they?
Yeah.
Larceny. They used to do all sorts of crazy shit. Yeah. They used to do all sorts of crazy shit on there, dog. Larceny. Who was the other one? Yep, here we go. Right into the fan.
Damn. I'm about to do it. I got to go back and play some of these shit.
You remember Primal Rage?
Yeah.
Primal Rage
is me my shit.
What was Primal Rage on?
That's where it was a Sega Genesis.
Is that with the dinosaurs?
Yeah. You turned into dinosaurs. Yeah. And one, hold on, they had a gorilla on there. It was a bunch of different things on there, man.
Yeah, I remember this game.
Primal Rage. And you could fight as like a raptor.
Yeah. And because you had to try to be the king of the wild or whatever, or the medieval times and shit.
Right. You already know, man.
Yeah, man. Well, man, dude, it's been another edition of Stroud. Look, as we got some nerd shit on, and it's about video games and all that good stuff.
I hope we helped y'all reminisce, because these are definitely... Some good games.
Another one I'll forget before I forget Double Dragon, motherfuckers.
I said Double Dragon
already.
And I said Double Dribble.
Yeah, Double Dragon in this month, man. But we'll be back next week. Keep hitting us up with our email, straightolc@gmail.com.
Before we go,
yeah.
Battletoads.
That was the hardest game ever to beat in ever life. The hardest game to beat. Like. No, it's ranked like number one or two. It wasn't the hardest game to beat.
Not the first and the second one.
The second one was the fucking hardest.
Yes, like that and
Double Dragon 2?
No, that was on there, and then what was the other one? Ghouls and Goblins was on like
top 2. Spy Hunter. I could never beat Spy Hunter.
Really?
Me neither. Talking about especially the first, I don't think I ever got to the boat on Spy Hunter.
Yeah. Pole position, nigga.
I don't think I ever got to the boat on Sky Hunter. Have you rim? What?
Pole. That's the first racing game, pole position.
Pause. First racing game, Rad Racer.
Shit, was that main been on a computer?
That was on Nintendo, regular Nintendo. But yeah, we can keep going for days, man.
Yeah, but definitely keeping this up on email, straight OLC. You know what? That's going to be a list. Your top 10 favorite video games of all time. Top 10
Do
favorite
it.
Video games
You know
of
what?
All time.
Do three from the 80s, yeah, three from the 90s.
There you go. And three from today.
Yeah.
Three from the 80s, three from the 90s, three from today.
Right.
Or three from Nintendo Sega time, three from Super Nintendo Sega Genesis time, three from Xbox. PlayStation, Xbox, all them times.
Yeah.
TurboGrafx-2. Throw in TurboGrafx.
TurboGrafx-16.
Neo Geo.
Dreamcast,
all that. StraightOLC@gmail.com with those. Or tweet us, StraightOLC on Twitter. Or also hit us up on, the iTunes page at iTunes as well. Or the fan page, Straight Outlawcast fan page. And we'll be back next week, Straight Outlawcast.
Bye.